There's a new documentary called World's Busiest Train Stations that opens up behind the scenes of the world's railways. And I am so pleased to say its producer, Tim Pritchard, joins us on the afternoon show. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I was just saying to you then when you came in, you come up with the idea and they commission it, or do they ask you? I mean, was this in your, how long was this in your head?
Well, it wasn't in my head very long, basically, because I made the series about Paddington Station and King's Cross Station, which were a big success. So I thought, well, you know, why not do the same thing around the world? And we know that there are some wonderful stations out there and incredibly busy. So we basically went on a little tour of the biggest and busiest stations, and including Howrah Station, which goes out tonight, which is the one based at Calcutta, which was extraordinary. You talk about a million passengers a week at Grand Central. There are a million passengers a day at Howrah Station.
So I don't. I only know Mumbai, which is like there are kids living in the rafters and they climb down and take your luggage and run like little ants everywhere. Are you saying it's busier than Mumbai?
It's busier, and they have the...
Because it's chaos.
If you watch it tonight, rush hour, if you're ever sort of, you know, bored with your upset with your own rush hour, you watch rush hour at Howrah Station in Calcutta. It is extraordinary. It's biblical. Flows and flows of people coming in and out every morning and every evening. It's quite extraordinary.
And it's also what people transport. I mean, here we've got these wheelie suitcases and everything, but in India, I only know this from when I was there, people are transporting like their lives on these trains. They're carrying everything. And on their heads, yeah, absolutely. But I mean, everything they own, they'll be carrying around with them, won't they?
Totally, yeah. And they're not going half an hour down the road. They're quite often going on 4-day journeys. 4 days, you know.
So. And I don't want to go too much into a train timetable, but the extraordinary thing about India when I was there is these trains ran to time. Very seldom were they ever delayed or cancelled.
Yeah, or when they are sort of delayed and cancelled, people are sort of very, very sort of, you know, they accept it.
That's
not like here where everyone gets upset after 5 minutes.
And you know? Yeah, you're so right. So what I love about this, and I said this to you when you came in, is unlike an airport, all of us love, most people love railways, they love stations because it is accessible, apart from a platform ticket on some of them, which I don't even think they do that anymore. Unlike an airport where you're always forbidden, you know, you can go thus far and no further. Railway stations are open to all of us, aren't they, really?
That's exactly right. And all sorts of people from all walks of life go through, in and out. They're open, so they're actually lovely places just to go to. Whereas, you know, I don't know about you, but when I go to an airport, there's always a weird sort of feeling of being stressed the whole time,
yeah,
being pushed around and standing this queue, standing that queue. Whereas, you know, stations are just great places.
Yeah,
just
no security, no one sort of making you go on one of those, you know, standing in your socks, with holding your trousers up, thank God.
Exactly.
You say that you had an advantage to make this because you've done King's Cross Paddington. You spoke the railway jargon, so people knew. Just explain the railway jargon to us.
Well, there's, you know, there rather strangely, people that work on the railway all around the world sort of they know each other's problems. It's like a big family. They know each other's problems. Railways are very, very similar around the world. It's not as though the engineering is very, very different. They're basically sort of rails and trains. So the things that go wrong, say, in London, are the same things that go wrong in New York. So believe it or not, leaves on the line, which is the big funny thing we have going on here. They have the same problem in New York, leaves on the line. So, you know, and expanding rails, they have that. Of course, they have that in India. So it's, you know, they all speak a common language. And once you know, like I've learned over the past sort of year or so, the sort of like the pitfalls and the language of the railway, you become, fortunately, a member of that club. So it's slightly easier for me, I guess, to sort of go to places like Calcutta or Melbourne and be able to speak the language and get the freedom to film what I film.
So how many